Good evening.
I've had quite a busy summer writing a bunch of little songs. Hope that you enjoy these, and if not, hey, they're free. I won't pretend these are well practiced because they're not, and a number of these I'll end up with some of my multi-track recordings, and there's a bunch of songs I'm not doing tonight. I actually wrote a lot of material this summer. Now, I have hardly ever tried to play harmonica and guitar at the same time, but we'll see how this works. And this one here, I've got to use a Bob Dylan type, my imitation of a Bob Dylan voice on this. And this song's called Everybody Must Wear Masks. In the house, they'll mask you when you're trying to kill a mouse. They'll mask you when you're at the grocery store. They'll mask you when you're swimming at the shore. Well, I don't want you to take me to task. Everybody must wear masks. Well, they'll mask you when they're sitting in the school. They'll mask you when you're swimming in the pool. They'll mask you when you get burger and fries. They'll mask you when you try to close your eyes. Well, I would not want to be harassed. Everybody must wear masks. Well, they'll mask you though you've had double vaccines. They'll mask you when you're eating canned sardines. They'll mask you though you've had the COVID plague. They'll mask you though you think it is a drag. Well, I would not want to be an outcast. Everybody must wear masks. Well, they'll mask you when you're on an elevator. They'll mask you when you're on a ventilator. If you're laying in a coffin, well, I really don't want to have to ask. Everybody must wear masks. Well, they're burning down the cities right and left, and they're cutting back police on every shift. The protesters are smashing lots of glass, but it's okay as long as they wear a mask. Well, I know the chef. Everybody must wear masks. Harmonica count as a mask? Well, this next song's a biographical thing about what I often do with music. And I'm not sure I've even played the whole thing through, so we'll see how it goes. Wait, maybe that's... I think it's an E major. Eh, close enough. Let's try that again. Okay. Parodies. I'm writing parodies. It's the same little song you listen to most every day. A little a breaking pen. Poking fun at anything which comes across my path. Maybe you'll get mad at me, or maybe you will laugh. I'm writing parodies. I'm writing parodies. If I don't know how to end the song, so I'll do that. How about a song that's about something completely different? I have welded up some different bicycles. And I've welded up two different recumbents. I welded up a tandem bike. I now actually own a really good recumbent, but I got this idea back in 2010, wrote some more on it in 2014, and finally I finished this on June 25th. And it's about me building bikes up. Let's see if I can do this. 73 parts made it from the piles in the attic. Grabbed a welder and cut some frames, and clamping did the trick. The steering is a little crazy, and the seat back's made of wood. Crank and chain from some auto parts stores in the neighborhood. Went to the trail and tried it. It was a sight for all to see. Strange contraption on two wheels rolling between the trees. The frame didn't hold its shape right. The pedals bent a little to the right. But he made it back safe and put the bike up for the night. Ride, Griffin, ride up on your mystery bike. Those spare parts come in handy. I would know two are alike. I forgot my cord there. Ride, Griffin, ride up on your spare parts come in handy when no two are alike. Try that again. Ride, Griffin, ride upon your mystery bike. No spare parts come in handy when no two are alike. Ride, Griffin, ride. May it not fall apart and cause you to take flight. All right, let's go to something completely different from that. Oh, let's see how politically incorrect we can wax here. This one's called Camp Gomorrah. Hello, Sodom and Gomorrah. Things you're doing God abhorrah. You think God is on your side, but when his wrath comes, you will find no place to hide. There's a rainbow after the flood for a promise which has long stood, but you stole it for a symbol of some things the Bible says are all quite sinful. Hello, Sodom and Gomorrah. Men were pounding on Lot's door, but they all were struck with blindness, and not just because of a big lack of kindness. So more fire and great brimstone, 'cause you rejected what is well known, that God made them male and female. And these words are not just a big fairy tale. Now you're telling people that the Bible doesn't say it's evil, and you trick the innocent to think that what you're doing is fine. You the world to think that deviation's where it's at, but you'll pay for everything that you have done when it is judgment time. Men pretending to be women, wrong locker room after swimming, you're confusing every pronoun, so you're going to face a big divine showdown. Take it over television with promotion of perversion and infecting public schools, where you're working hard to make them moral fools. So hello Sodom and Gomorrah, things you're doing God abhorra. You think God is on your side, but when his wrath comes, you will find no place to hide. How about one about bad biblical interpretation? You walked in to a bookstore. There was a plaque hanging on the wall. You bought it because it felt so good. Now it's up there in your hall. It says, I know the plans I have for you. Jeremiah 29:11. And you have not even read the whole chapter. Read the whole chapter. You're so lame. You probably think this verse is about you. You're so lame. I know you think this verse is about you. Don't you? Don't you? Well, you wanted to get yourself a new tattoo. A good one for an athlete to choose. You think a tat like this will help you lift more weight, and that you can never lose. But when Paul said, I can do all things through him who strengthens me, he was in prison and suffering for Jesus, suffering for Jesus. You're so lame. You need to read the Bible in context. You're so lame. In context, don't you? Well, the nation is going to hell real fast, and you don't like what you see. It's a good motivator, so you pick a verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14. But you think it's about a few prayer groups, not national turning to God. God's judgment, see God's judgment, and you're so lame. You need to go and read the whole chapter. You're so lame. You need to go and read the whole chapter, don't you? Chapter. Well, you want a Bible verse on your jewelry, so you pick Psalm 46:5. It says, God is in her midst. Not be moved, so no matter what, you will thrive. But if you read the whole psalm, you'd see the point about God helping Jerusalem survive. Not a cute verse for your mama or daughter, mama or daughter. And you're so lame. You probably think this verse is about you. You're so lame. Ain't about you, not you, not you, not you. You're so lame. You probably think this verse is about you. You're so lame. You probably think this verse is about you, but it ain't. Gonna get extremely politically incorrect on the next one, too. It's called Wreck Around the Clock. 1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock wreck. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock wreck. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock like we're gonna wreck. Around the clock tonight we'll be yelling and Antifa is our excuse to loot the score, store it in the name of CRT. We'll take away your liberty. We're gonna wreck around the clock town tonight. So you thought your schools were all safe zones, but we'll use them to make leftist clones and to post on a social platform. The things you say must all conform. We're gonna wreck around the town tonight. Now to keep your job, you must be trained. Ignore the facts, turn off your brain. Say how bad a man you are and that you had dead ancestors. We're gonna wreck around the clock tonight. So they shoot fireworks at the police and burn the precinct down with ease. And then they take away their dough and limit where those cops can go. They're gonna wreck around the clock tonight. Strategy's no mystery. They tear down all your history, destroy your statues and your flags as if they were just dirty rags. We're gonna wreck around the world tonight. Well, how about, what about the vaccine? By the way, I've had the vaccine. When your country shuts down every city and town, vaccine. When they take you to task for not wearing a mask, vaccine. Well, let's see, make those calls for vaccine. Pfizer or Moderna, J&J or Russian vaccine. But don't trust the Chinese, you're still likely to sneeze, vaccine. Lift a sleeve, vaccine. When the economy's trash, 'cause the response was rash, vaccine. When you're needing the dough coming into your stove, vaccine. Get a jab, a vaccine. Glad the next verse doesn't apply to where I teach. When the school says can't come unless you're stuck in the arm, vaccine. Or a job says you're hired unless a vaccine, but a vaccine's required. But a job says you're hired, but a vaccine is required, vaccine. Get the shot, a vaccine. Make those calls for vaccine. Well, that's it for now. I do have more, but I'm going to stop for now.